Hello everyone and namaste. Thank you for coming back and listening to this new episode of our podcast, Be Happy and Achieve Your Goals. And today we're going to talk about success. To me, success is one of those hard to define concepts. In my opinion, there are as many definitions of what success is as people living on this planet. Success is not an isolated event or goal that happened in your life and make you feel success. Success is the sum of many elements and the achievement of goals and many other things that would happen in your life that would make you feel successful. This idea of success for one person could be very different from the idea of success of another person. For instance, the idea of success for one person might be to be a good wife, to raise her family in a healthy and loving way. And to other people, success might be become the CEO of a multi-million dollar company and have a very expensive house and a very expensive car and have millions of dollars in her bank account. And for another person, it could be just get a college diploma. So there is no clear-cut definition. There is not a single thing that if you achieve that, you will be successful. So to me, success is more like a state of mind. It's like happiness. Happiness is not only one element in a person's life. It's the sum of many things. So you might be that person that became the CEO of your company and is driving a $100,000 car and have $1 million house and all of that. But then one of your kids might be sick. Maybe your marriage is like falling apart, or one of your kids is going down the wrong path. That person cannot feel successful. That person is successful in one area of her life, but it's not successful in a whole. That person is not successful. And again, I go back to my previous comment. Success and happiness are closely related. Success and happiness to me are like twin brothers. You cannot be happy if you don't feel successful, if you don't achieve your goals. So do you know what you want? Do you know what your goals are? Do you know what goals you need to achieve to feel that feeling of successfulness? And this is a good time to start thinking about goals and all of that. Now that we are starting the year, many people make this long list of goals and resolutions, and for the first 2 or 3 months people are pumped out and they want to move forward and they want to eat the world. But later, a couple of months later, they start to feel tired and feeling this desire of giving up, that things are way too hard and they think they will not be able to achieve these goals that they have set in the beginning of the year. It is well known that in the first 2 months of the year, the subscription in gyms and programs to lose weight and all of that go up like in a crazy way. But again, a couple of months later, subscriptions are abandoned. People stop going to exercise. People go back to their old habits. You might be thinking, then why is that? If you had the desire of losing the weight and going to the gym and being healthy. And the reason why is that people go back to their old habits because they do not hold themselves accountable. People have all these goals and desires, but then when they see that nothing is happening, they start to experience these feelings of hopelessness. They feel defeated. And the main reason why we feel this way, that we are living in the era of the microwave. Everybody wants everything hot and ready right now, in the moment. Nobody wants to wait. So when people have a goal and they see it's taking longer than what they think it should take, it's like, no, this is not working. This is not good for me. It's never going to work. So I better abandon whatever goal or whatever dream I have. And we can see this in everyday life. For instance, when you are going to buy something online, if you see that the product is going to take over a week to be delivered, you will probably look for another store or even overpay to get your product delivered to your house as soon as possible. And that is a problem. We are not willing to wait to let things, willing to wait for things to get to us, and that's why we get into these feelings of depression and resignation mode, and they just think, well, I've gained these pounds, they will either go away by themselves or I'll gain more, and so what's the point on going to the gym and spending all this time and money? And they start to accept this reality that they create in their heads. And like the gym goal, many other goals are abandoned and people don't keep trying to achieve them. So if you set all these goals and you don't achieve them, do you think you will start to feel successful? No, you will start feeling like a failure because you don't achieve any of the goals that you have set in your life or in the beginning of the year. And little by little, you feel that you are not successful, and this becomes a habit that becomes a way of life. So the best way to fight these feelings of not being successful is to change the way that you set your goals. So the first step will be set achievable goals. Don't set goals for the whole year. Don't set goals that are like long term. Start by setting little goals. Start by setting daily goals, weekly goals, and then monthly, and then the ones that you want to achieve for the year. But only focus on those short-term goals. There is nothing wrong with having long-term goals, but don't focus on those. Focus only on those that you want to achieve in a short period of time. So if you want to go to the gym, don't say, I want to lose 50 pounds this year. Like the way I would do it, for instance, I don't like going to the gym. I don't play sports. So the way I would do it is that I would put in my calendar 7 a.m. I have 1 hour of gym from 7 to 8. And I would not change that entry on my calendar for anything. I would treat that entry in my calendar as if it were a hearing that I have in front of a judge that day. There is no way I'm going to move. I will go to the gym, and at 8 o'clock I'll get out, and that's it. And then I will set these appointments every day of the week, or from Monday to Friday. And I will treat that again as if it were an important meeting, as if it were a hearing in court. So that way you will hold yourself accountable. So in your mind, it's not a goal. In your mind, it's another chore, it's another thing in your to-do list that you have to get done for the day. And same thing, if you want to grow your business, do the same. Get one hour or 2 hours, whatever time you think it's going to take to do research or talk to a company that will do promotions or will help you out with marketing. Or if you are not business oriented or you don't know what to do, then get that time to get educated or talk to a person who can help you out. But again, don't treat this as a goal. Treat it as another thing that you have to do for that particular day. And the same thing, if you want to learn a new language, set a time, set a date, and do not move that for anything on this world. And one of the reasons why people don't achieve their goals is pure laziness. People create these crazy long goals, long-term goals, and they make like fancy lists and they put it on the wall and all of that, and they end up not achieving any of that. People will use the complexity of their goals as a refuge or as an excuse for not performing, for not achieving their goals. So don't make this a crazy long list and put it somewhere that you can see it and all of that. Just put it in your calendar, put it in your phone, put it somewhere that to you is like a task that you have to do, not a goal, not something that you have imagined, nothing like something that you want to achieve. Take one day at a week and review your progress. Take corrective action if you feel that you are not making progress the way you want to. So use that day to evaluate and change things around that you think that will work better for you. And you don't only have to use these goals again for business or to improve yourself. You can also use this method, for instance, to better your relationship with your wife or your husband or your significant other. Someone I know came to see me about 2 months ago, and he was complaining that his relationship with his wife was falling apart and he didn't have enough time to see his children, and that his domestic life was a disaster. So I was telling him, like, how much time are you spending with your family? And he was like, no, I don't have time at all. I have to work. I have to make money. And they were going through a very difficult time. And I was like, why don't you get a calendar, whatever you put your business meetings and all of that, and make some time to spend, let's say, Saturday or Sunday with your kids. And he was like, no, I cannot take a whole day with my family. Well, then take an hour a day. Take 1 hour every day and spend it with your family. And let's say spend a half hour with your kids. And then after you put your kids to sleep, go and talk to your wife. Try to find out what's going on. And if you guys talk, I'm sure that you will be able to solve whatever thing is going on. And he listened to my advice, and he started to, after the kids went to bed, they started to have these dates at home. They would get like a bottle of wine or something like that and drink it before going to bed. And last time I spoke with him, things were going pretty well. Sometimes we create this notion of, I don't have enough time, I cannot do this because I'm too busy. And this is not true. Like, think about it. Like, if you work and your boss give you a new project and he says, like, your position in this company depends on you finishing this project, trust me, you will find the time. You will not sleep if it is necessary, but you will finish the project. And the same thing with your goals. You can find time. You can make the time. Being too busy is just an excuse. And I feel that even though this past year, the beginning of this one, is being very challenging, I believe it is a good time to start working on these things that will help you improve your life and will take you to the next level. Remember that success is a state of mind. Success is not a social status or zeros in your bank account. I know plenty of people who have big houses, expensive cars, and yet they're miserable. And why is that? That's because they do not feel successful. They focus so much in one area that they neglect other areas of their life. And then when they go and they take a look into those areas that they have neglected, they feel like total failures, because you need to balance. Your life has to be balanced. If you have a lot in one side and you have nothing on the other, you will be miserable. I know people with a lot of success, or let's say success in the work area or the business area, and then again their houses is like a big mess, their marriages are falling apart, and their kids are at each other's throats, and that is not success. That's just having financial status and living in a hell. Again, you need to balance all areas of your life. Life will never be perfect. There is always something going on in one of those areas. But if you have a well-balanced life and you look for solutions for those issues that will arise, you will achieve your goals and you will experience success. So success is a state of mind. And how do you put your mind to that state? That's very simple. By achieving little things, by achieving little goals, that will make you feel successful. When you feel that you are successful, your mind will keep looking for things to achieve to keep you in that state of mind. And another very important thing, remember that you create your own version of success. Do not look for your neighbor's version of success. That is not your version. Maybe for your neighbor, having a 1964 Impala, it's the goal of his life. And whenever he is able to buy that car, he will be happy. But maybe to you, having a happy family and sitting down every Sunday afternoon to have dinner with your family will make you feel accomplished and successful. So forget about the people that surround you and their versions of success. Focus in your version of success. Your version of success is unique. Make sure you know what will make you feel successful and work towards it. Do whatever you have to do to achieve it and keep your life balanced. So thank you very much for listening. And again, be happy, work hard to achieve your goals, and God bless you, and I'll see you in the next episode.